17. But that he spread no further. Among the people. Let us straightly threaten them. That they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which is done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing was shewed. Please take note. Not was talked about, was shewed. Impact is in showing, not talking. This is a place where I'll just trust the Holy Spirit within a few minutes to engage us at this time. When you are entering into greater impact in ministry, because I'm talking about greater impact in life and ministry, it is beyond what you say. It has so much to do with what you show. Impact that cannot be seen is nothing. Men can deny what they have heard. But they cannot deny what they have seen. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. The apostle Paul said, the kingdom of God is not in talk. We are in a time now that a lot of ministers are just looking for how to talk. As a matter of fact, talk is too much in our time now that is nauseating. Because we talk without power. God has not called us to talk. God has called us to show. To show his power. To reveal him to our generation. Because men can deny what they are told, but they cannot deny what they have seen. It is of utmost importance that every minister, especially young ministers, emerging ministers in our time, who loves to show by talking, have to be humble to seek God, because that's the wrong way of doing ministry. That's why in the time of our fathers, they don't run until there is something to show for their running. They don't run. Ministry is not in talk. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Ministry is in power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, not with ability to talk and oratory. No, with Holy Ghost and power, and then the effect comes forth. Who went about? You can only take impactful steps when you have something to show and deliver. Who went about? He never went until there was something, until there was effect for greater impact for his generation. He was 30 years of his time waiting, sitting. He wasn't copying anybody. He wasn't impressed by what anybody was doing. There must be names as at that time of some people running some ministry. He wasn't moved. He wasn't moved. He wasn't moved. The only thing that could move a minister is the evidence that he has been empowered to reveal God to his generation. Jesus never moved, sir. He was there until Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. And he left the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. There is lack of discipline of waiting in this generation. Lack of discipline of waiting in this generation. See, God is not in a hurry to send you until he empowers you. Oh my God. He left the wilderness. He left the wilderness. As he was empowered with power of the Holy Ghost, and his fame spread abroad. Fame of impact, not fame of talking. The most costly thing in ministry is waiting. The most costly thing to be of use of God in your generation is how much of waiting you can tell us. I'm not talking about waiting and fasting and prayer. I'm not talking about just waiting because you have to go to seminary. No, I'm not talking about that. I am talking about waiting for your making. waiting for your making. God does not send until he makes. He left the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. He didn't leave because he has crammed, he has read many books. He didn't read because he has crammed some apostles' teachings. He could pray in tongues like them. He could speak like them. Jesus didn't copy to speak like anybody. He said, "That's what I hear my father say, that's what I say. I hear my father. I hear my father. I hear my father." He left. If you don't leave with power, you'll be left behind. If you don't leave, if your journey is not a journey of empowerment of the Spirit, you can't go far. He left wilderness in the power. In the power. Don't forget 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. That's why the moves that have gone before generations like this came around, they were not moves of tambourines. They were not moves of talks. They were moves of demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. The move of 1930 that has spilled everywhere, that somebody, Apostle Ayo Babalola, was raised. Excuse me, sir. It wasn't a move of talk. It was a move of effect. You can't move with effect in your assignment if there is no effect to deliver. Left the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. It takes power to do God's assignment. Power of the Spirit. Power of the Spirit. Today, before we leave here, please ask for the power of the Spirit. I have seen a lot of shows. A lot of showing. A lot of show. Who do you want to impress? Nothing impresses like power, sir. Those who impress with every other thing, they will soon fizzle out. If you check the book of Acts chapter 4, the Bible talks about two men. One was called Theudas. It was the religious leaders telling the apostles, telling themselves. Gamaliel was telling other council of religious leaders. And say, a man called Theudas, you realize a time he came up, he dragged followers after him. And after some time, he quenched. Gamaliel said he died. The word died means he quenched. Because no one can sustain a journey of impact without empowerment of the Spirit. Gamaliel made mention of another man. He called him Judas. This man also God had drawn. You know, sometimes impact is not noted in the temporal. Impact that is greater is eternal. Impact is not about coming for a meantime and you fizzle out. Not about coming for just some time, because ministry is not a trend, it's a movement. God does not call anybody to say, your trend. No. There is no trend in the kingdom of God. There is eternity. So how come this generation is called to the ministry of trending? So it's, who is trending now? Why should you trend and fizzle out? I read the translation of that Judas that Gamaliel was talking about, maybe in Message translation, and he says, you remember Judas? After he had gotten so many followers, he also fizzled out after some time. You won't fizzle out. The That's why the most costly thing to be used of the Lord is waiting for your making. Waiting for your making. Oh, thank you, Father. Before I round off, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The salt of the earth. That's the word of Jesus to you. In case you don't know who you are, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, its impact, salt is useless without impact. Wherewith shall it be salted? There are many today, they are useful nowhere. Music ministries, they are not useful. Prayer ministries, they are not useful. Where are you useful? Where are you even useful? Where are you? Where is your life generating impact? Football? In football, they only go to the centers to watch. What's your impact as a spectator? So they are useful nowhere. If the salt have lost, so there is something that you can lose, and then you lose impact. When Samson lost it, he lost ability for his impact to continue greatly. That's something you can lose and lose impact. Impact does not happen by itself. It happens by effect. By a cause. So impact is effect. Generated by a cause. If the sword has lost. If the sword have lost its savor. Wherewith shall it be salted? One of the things I dread so much, God knows, I cry from time to time. Lord, don't let me be in ministry as if I'm not there. You've been to schools. Many of us here, if not all of us, right from your primary school, secondary school, and to university, you realize that there are some lecturers that when they mention the university, they mention them. They have become university personified. There are lecturers that passes through your life. There are many of them. How many courses have you done that you don't remember? But there are a few that even in your primary school, they laid and left some impact in your life that you have not recovered from. That is being in teaching as a teacher. If you are in ministry as not a minister, you don't have impact. Oh, thank you, Father. If the sword has lost its savour, some of us have lost vital things required for us to be useful for God, yet we don't know. When Samson lost it, he didn't know. It was the day of performance. He realized he has lost it. He didn't know. When Saul lost it, he didn't. If Saul knew he had lost what makes impact possible, the anointing, he wouldn't be going to battles. He wouldn't be pursuing David. He won't pursue him anymore. He doesn't even understand it from the beginning. Do you understand the salt in you? Do you understand the savour in you? If the sword has lost its savour, he said, wherewith shall it be salted? Loses relevance among men. You are in the midst of men to impact. That's the key to your relevance. Wherever God has called you, it is your savour that determines that degree. It is not everyone is called to pulpit ministry. If you are called to marketplace, your savour must be evident. If the sword has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be sorted? There is no place you put it that it can impact anything. He said, this tree has occupied the ground enough. It's just growing big without any definite impact. He said, cut it down. Cut it down. Cut it down. Many are frustrated today because their lives have lost the savour. It is thenceforth good for nothing. Sir, lift your two hands and pray. May my life not become good for nothing. May my ministry and my assignment not become good for nothing. Oh God, I have come to draw help, draw mercy. May my assignment, may my purpose not become good for nothing. I'd like you to groan. Can you pray? Lord, don't let me become good for nothing. This is a personal thing. Pray. We are not following some method here. We are following the Holy Ghost. Please pray. I shall not become good for nothing. My ministry will not become good for nothing. Are you praying at all? I will not become good for nothing in my generation.
in the call of God all my life. I will not become food for nothing. I will not become food for nothing.
Please pray.
That require your desperation. The devil wants you to become good for nothing. He wants your ministry to become good for nothing. He wants your assignment to become good for nothing. Oh, mashallah,
I won't become.
In the name of Jesus, I will not become good for you.
Oh God, Radem Praga Shadaba, and Praka Topa Papada, and Yanda Posia,
I won't become good for you.
Sunagadia, and Shunda Papada, and Rakanda Pala, and Shada Lepra, and
Kata
Posu Parade,
Reset of Kamala,
Shada,
Rakatata, Rakatata, Rakatata,
Rakatata,
In Jesus'
mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Please sit down. Can men become good for nothing? Yes. If it is not possible, Jesus won't say it. There was a time we had two fans in the church. The fans were there, but yet we'll have it because they are good for them. In their presence like this, we are blowing, using our fan to blow our hand, using the energy they have been created for. This is a crying matter. You are in a place where God wants you to be. People are still asking. They are waiting for their Messiah. The vessel has become good for nothing. I've always been crying to God. May my generation not ask, Lord, who are you sending to us when I am where you have sent me? Who are you sending to us when I am where you have sent me? When John the Baptist was overcome by the pressure of affliction and he sent to Jesus because he thought the ministry of Jesus includes rescuing him from the prison, which is not. This man has become great. He has done his greater impact. And he said, are you the one that is coming, or we should wait for another one? If you were the one, you will ask them to go and tell John the Baptist and say, I'm the one. Jesus knew impact is not in talk. Impact is in work. Impact is in manifestation. Impact is in work, not in talk. Impact is in work. I'm still going to show us before I leave here. It's in work, not in talk. Go and tell John, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the poor have gospel preached to them. Blessed is the one who is not offended in me. So go and tell John, greater impact that has emerged after his own ministry. It wasn't talk, it was work. You are not going to be judged for your talk in heaven. You will stand before the judgment seat of Christ with your work, your work. The reward is not about how much of talk you did. It's how much of impact you generated. So why are you happy that people are just telling you you could talk? And just praising yourself. All that the pastor have said, wow, what did he, in fact, the pastor did, he can talk, he can speak. No, that wasn't what they were saying about Jesus. It was his work. Impact that is greater. It is in the work that is speaking. What God has sent you to do is work, work, work. So you must not become good for nothing. Where good for nothing exists, impact assists. May I not be around where God has sent me, and my generation is demanding, Lord, who will you send to us? Men become good for nothing when they have lost what it takes to make impact. They have lost it. They have lost the essence. They have lost what it takes. And many have names today all over. They have lost what it takes. You don't need to be in ministry to be a celebrity. So don't think that because somebody is making name in ministry, is making impact. Don't be deceived, sir. Don't be deceived. Hollywoods, which impact are they generating for the kingdom of God? Nollywoods, which impact are they generating for the kingdom of God? If a man will convert himself to a lady, and he will carry millions of followers, is he, which type of ministry is that? So what do you need to make fame and make name? So you don't equate somebody making, don't be, and don't let, because that is the reason the emerging ministers of our time are getting quenched untimely. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? It might not be what you like, but that is the truth. Oh, he's there. He's making name. He's there. No. I don't say God does not promote men. Luke 4:14. The fame of Jesus spread about, but it was fame of impact, fame of life changing, fame of transformation of men, transformation of the land. Sometimes I weep when I see followers of men in our time now, and I come in contact with many, and there is no effect that they have passed through these men. You may not like what I'm saying this morning. It got to a time some people behaved before me, and I look at them and I say, you are actually doing a damage to the one you are following. So let me begin to conclude. Where which shall it be sorted, it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Verse 14, you are the light of the world. Not just the light of your village, not the light of your campus. You can begin where you are, but God wants to take you beyond where you are. This is where greater impact comes in. Jesus did not speak to you based on where you are. He speaks to you based on where he's taking you. He looked at Gideon and said, you almighty man of valor. He didn't call Gideon in the place of weakness. He called Gideon in the place of might, because that is the potential that Gideon could become. When the Spirit of God talks to you, he doesn't talk to you based on your weakness. He talks to you based on your potentials. That's why it is very, very uneasy for many to really flow and connect with who God is saying they are. You are not getting it. Who God is, because if God is saying, you see, you are a father of many nations and you don't have a child. He's not calling you as you are. He's calling you as he has made you to be. When God speaks to you, he speaks to your potential. Because it's in the business of greater impact. It doesn't, if it from the womb, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, he told Jeremiah, before your mother conceived you, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you and I consecrated you as a prophet unto the nations in the womb. So God does not speak to you as you are. He speaks to your potential that you can become. So if you don't understand the greater impact we are talking about, you won't know how to press into it. God speaks to your potential. What is happening now is that he's speaking to your potential. He's telling you, you are a world changer. He's telling you, I have put the entire world under you. He's telling you, your voice will go around the world for him. He's telling you that you can be who he has made you to be. Don't limit yourself. God never speaks to us as we are. He speaks to our potential. When men speak to you, they speak to you as you are. They make you to know your weakness. Saul looked at David and said, this man, Goliath, has been a man of war from his youth. You are ordinary youth. He was speaking to David as David. But God was speaking to David's potential. Let the Lord speak to your potentials. Greater impact is recognized when you realize your God-given potentials. Who has the Lord called you to be? Who has the Lord said you are? You are the light of the world. Let it keep ringing, so that when you want to settle for less, the Holy Ghost will be reminding you, you are not the light of your village, you are not the light of your family. You can begin there, but you are the light of the world. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Acts 1:8, he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem. And he didn't stop there. He could have said, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, then you figure out the rest. When he didn't even tell them like that, this man settled down in Jerusalem, because there is something in us that does not want to go for greater impact because of the cost. There is something in us that just want to settle, that want to build a tabernacle on the mountain of transfiguration. When Jesus is saying, you don't need the tabernacle, I am a moving tabernacle. You need to move a tabernacle, not build a tabernacle. Peter said, it is good to be here. Jesus has said, it's a wrong idea. It is good to move, because you are the light of the world. Say, I'm the light of the world. Start big things with bigger mentality. Start small things with bigger mentality. That's what I want to say. Start small things with what? Bigger mentality. Start small things with bigger. If you start big things with smaller mentality, you won't make greater impact. There are many that money had set them up. They needed so much millions to respond to God's assignment. Those millions were available. But in their mind, in the spirit of their mind, they have not entered into a revelation of you are the light of the world. So Jesus did not call us to lesser impact. He calls us to greater impact. And you shall be my witnesses. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, from Jerusalem to Judea. Can you see a level? So where God starts with you, he doesn't want to end with you there. Where God starts with you, he doesn't want to end with you there. He wants to take you from one level of impact to another. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, for the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter until a perfect day. If you are making greater impact, men will not meet you at the level of impact they left you yesterday. If you are making greater impact, men will not meet you at the level of impact they left you yesterday. For the path means a walk. Path is not a seat. You don't sit to increase impact. You take a path. You follow a path. For the path, the one that is moving in the will of God, the one that is taking a step, for the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. God does not increase your impact where you are sitting. He increases your impact where you are following him. These are the two scriptures I'm ending with. Don't forget where we began from. That he spreads no further. Satan is threatened with the move of God. And the move of God is the move of the ministers of God who are not ready to settle for less impact. This church is here, first of all, to impact this community. It has to be recognized in the realm of the spirit. We are the church that the Lord has planted with us in Abuja for us. There at that time I share with Jesus Company of Ministers, with God's servant. I enter a cab with somebody, a Keke Napep. We were together in the same estate. He was in the Keke Napep. He took the Keke Napep, but I was walking because they don't allow Keke bike to come rather into the estate. So he took the Keke Napep. I was walking down and he just parked. He told the Keke man to park and said, "Sir, come in." This guy doesn't greet me before. I entered the Keke. As I entered the Keke, we're going. He told the bike man. This guy that I'm talking about is one of the eight, the boys of some principalities, some big demonic people in that estate that are powerful in money and with their diabolical works. And he said, "Omar, you don't know the person you carry. This is the person that is in charge of this estate spiritually." I didn't say that. This guy that I'm telling you is a conk Islam person, a conk Muslim. Since that day he started greeting me. He's my wonderful friend now. He said, "This man," he said, "you don't know the man you are carrying." You don't understand. He said, "This is the man that is in charge of this estate spiritually." But I don't want to just be in charge of estate spiritually. I am the light of the world. Not the light of estate. Not the light of Abuja City. Not the light of state in Nigeria. I am the light of the world. that small things with big mentality. Jesus said, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost part of the earth. In other words, you can start in Jerusalem, but move. Let your life be a movement. Let your ministry be a movement. Let your assignment be a movement. Move, 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 move. To the uttermost path. In other words, to the ends of the earth. Can you see the scope of your divine mandate? Do you see scope? Jesus don't give us small scope. Jesus is a big thinker. He's a word taker. He said the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and Christ. So he's into taking the world. He's taking the world. You can follow him and have mentality of just normal impact. You have to have a mentality of greater impact. Oh, Father, thank you. This thing is too much for us to finish. I just believe that the Lord has sent the word to you. Start small things with bigger mentality. Greater impact is not a cause, it's an effect that is generated by a cause. So you don't pursue greater impact, you develop effect for greater impact. That's why in Luke 24:49, Jesus said to them in Luke 24:49, the promise of my Father that he has said he's going to come. But tarry, wait until ye be endued with the cause for greater impact. That's the Holy Ghost. Ye be endued with the power from on high. Don't run yet. The vision is great. The vision is big. But wait, 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 wait. What do you do in waiting? You are leaning. You are humbling yourself. You are getting trained. You are getting disciplined. Those weights. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 verse 2. Those things, little sins and weights that beset you. You are going to be shedding them. While you are waiting, you are getting made. You are getting trimmed so that you can travel light. Apostle comes forward. I won't be able to take you very far again, but if he has certain things to say why we are rounding off, he will say it. You are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on a hill. The hill means two things: elevation and establishment. Hills mean two things: elevation and establishment. That is what God represents. God represents height and represent depth. Do you understand that? God represents height and God represents depth. Depth has to be, it means rootedness. Because hill is a rock that is firm. He that heareth my saying, Matthew chapter 7, and doeth them, is like a man that built his house on the rock. There are storms that comes against impact. They don't want impact to spread. They don't want impact to go greater. So those will come, like you see in Acts chapter 4. It is what your impact is founded on. Firmness, hill, rock. That is the reason they could not stop the apostles. Their depth was too rooted than to be uprooted. They could cut them, they could not stop them. They were the city on a hill. Hill, elevation, and what? Establishment. So this man, so that he spread no further, Acts 4:17, but that couldn't be accomplished because this man generating greater impact, they were on established hill. And don't forget height. Elevation means what is high that could see beyond. Do you understand that? What is so high? It has to do with vision. It has to do with revelation. No greater impact without a vision and revelation that the enemies of the gospel cannot understand. See, what makes us different in ministry is our vision, our revelation, our vision, our revelation. God has a revelation to deal with every situation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Verse 15 and 16 as I leave here. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. No greater impact if there is a bushel covering you. There are light covers. It can be character, attitude, addiction, weakness, flesh. They are bushels. You don't put a light under what covers it, you quench the light. You put a light where it can give light. On a lamp stand. On a stand. On a stand. So your life must be standing for you to generate greater impact. If you are still covered with sin, you are covered with flesh, you are covered with some weaknesses, they cover you. And finally, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So greater impact is your responsibility, not God's. Please take note. It is your responsibility to determine how far you want God to go with you. Let your light so shine. Pastor Steve, are you listening to me? Let it so. In other words, you determine the intensity. The word so shine means let you determine how far reaching. And he said that they may see your good works. I have told you earlier, impact is not in talk, it's in what? In work. They may see your good works. It is your good works that defines your impact. It is your good works that defines your impact. And he said they might glorify your Father, not you. Every seeking of self-glory quenches the effect of greater impact. Every time you seek your own glory, Jeremiah chapter 45 verse 5, please take note of that scripture and let it sink into your heart. Do you seek great things for yourself? Jeremiah 45:5. Seek them not. Do you seek great things for yourself? Jeremiah 45:5. Do you seek great things for yourself? As I end this, when you become someone who seeks great things for God, greater impact is unstoppable. Those who generate greater impact, they are not self-seeking. They don't seek glory for themselves. Jesus, even on the earth, He knew the time to ask and say, Lord, glorify me now with the glory that I had with you before the foundations of the world. Jesus was seeking the glory of the Father. Whose glory are you seeking in ministry? That they may glorify. Every time you preach, don't let men glorify you. Let your preaching be a glory that will go to God. Whatever you engage for the Lord, don't let men glorify you. Oh my God. When you allow it, you rob yourself of greater impact. Let every glory, everything about me, that they may glorify the Father. When I sing, that they may glorify the Father. When I'm teaching you, don't see me, that you may glorify the Father. Before you step to do God's work, pray in your home, Lord, anything I will say that will bring glory to me, Holy Spirit, don't let me say it. Anything that we do that will focus the glory on me, don't let me do it. Everything that they may glorify your Father. If God, our Father, is the object for which we seek glory, greater impact cannot be stopped. Thank you. Like the water, let her rain. Let your glory come. Oh Jesus.
Thank you for the entrance of your word gives light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we just pray prayer point? Say, Father, give me grace to avail myself for the waiting process, for the making process.
Grace
to avail myself
your
making,
for your making, oh God, Lord, a paper bar shadow, a brenna to posicatea, Nepo Sandana, a shanda papa, Lord, a brato suit, a branda kahashata porta, a paper bananka tamaranda posicatea, a redepo shanda papata, a rada papa papata parakataya, a shata posi prakatoskitaya, a brenna to poso poprecatea, a shata papa, shala papa. Father, give me the grace of God to avail myself.
In Jesus' name. Don't forget where we started from yesterday. That when these men return back to their company and they pray, one of the content of their prayer point was, Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal. We had made an impact. We imparted the young man by stretching forth our hands.
But Father, now you are the one to be stretching forth your hand. Yes. We stretch forth our hand and we receive opposition. And we were threatened. Lord, stretch forth your hands. And what happened? From that moment, greater impact was generated.
That's right.
They didn't lay hand again. It was their shadow and their apron that was healing the sick. They experienced an impact. They were very impactful after Acts chapter 2. And the attack came. And they said, God, you now begin to stretch forth your hands. And from that day, healing were recorded. Bible says all of them were healed. Aprons healing, shadow healing, greater impact.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I enter into the Holy of Holies. As we take step, our path shines.
Amen.
Brighter.
Amen.
Brighter.
Amen. Everybody under the sound of this voice, step into the baptism of greater grace.
Amen.
And greater power.
Amen.
For greater effects.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, servants of God. God bless you. Can we be seated? I want to use this moment to appreciate God's servant, the president of Jesus Company of Ministers. Can we celebrate him for your great heart, large heart, different heart, and all of you that make this meeting a reality, and those of us watching online? You will not recover from this impact. Till Jesus come, you will never know a better yesterday. Pastor Stephen, thank you for giving us your altar, allowing us to step on this glorious podium and the beautiful work going on here. The Lord himself will reward you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for Ado Ekiti Refuel Conference. We bless the name of the Lord. See you in the next level. I hope this one is different from the snake yesterday, the one you talk about. Can I welcome God's servant, Pastor Steve? You are welcome. Can we celebrate him?
Thank you so much, sir. We are blessed to have you. And thank you so much, Apostle Benjamin Sulola. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. That was a word from the Lord.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world.